Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, you're listening to Jax.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our, I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now.
That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please. Convicted.
Convicted of the crime? Party.
It's not J-Law. It's not J-Lo. It's Joy Law.
That's right. It is time for our regular Joy Law segment where we explore issues of interest to the LGBTI and ally community facing all of us, I guess. Mm. Joining us this week is a newcomer. This is Veronica, who's a workplace relations lawyer. Welcome, Veronica.
Thanks for having me.
Applause. Welcome to the team. So we wanted to explore this week. Something's been in the news recently. There was a cafe in the north that allegedly was underpaying its workers. And the workers, I think, took to social media?
Yeah, social media, and then it's gone public. So it's certainly quite prevalent out there in the hospitality industry.
Yeah. So how would people protect themselves? How would people know what their minimum entitlements were? How would you know if you're being ripped off?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really, really good question. And I think the first port of call is to know the facts, because I think there's a lot of kind of conversation in terms of what people think that they may or may not be entitled to.
Yes.
So the first port of call would be to jump onto the Fair Work Ombudsman website. And the reason why I say that is the Fair Work Ombudsman basically have a what's called like their pay calculator. And that'll help you determine what your minimum or what your minimum standards of employment are as per your modern award that applies to you. So in addition to the 10 national employment standards that are under the Fair Work Act, so that covers things like annual leave and parental leave, you also, in certain industries, albeit most industries, would be covered by an award, and that award will set your minimum terms and conditions of employment.
So the minimum standards, those 10 minimum standards, are like a safety net, yeah?
Yeah,
and that applies
exactly.
to all Australian workers.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
And then on top of that, you have an award system.
Yep, precisely.
Or an enterprise bargain, yeah?
Yeah, so you can also have an enterprise bargaining agreement with your employer, and that essentially is a mechanism for employers and employees, or a particular employer and a group of their employees, to bargain for an enterprise agreement, which is seen to be, you have the minimum entitlements, which are set by the modern award, and then an enterprise agreement is sought to take what is considered in the modern award into consideration when negotiating out an enterprise agreement. So your modern award will always be your base floor entitlement.
Yep.
But if you enter into an enterprise agreement with your employer as a collective, with your fellow colleagues, then that means that you can negotiate an enterprise agreement which sets terms and conditions of employment.
But certainly when we're talking about negotiating an enterprise agreement, I don't know about you, Jax. I haven't done a lot of that in my life.
Oh, well, look at you in your suit. Of course you have.
Well, I have done. I've been involved.
But I thought the issue was they were getting paid in cash. Was that under the table sort of stuff? Like, there's no awards there.
I'm not sure in terms of the specifics, and I probably can't comment.
Allegedly.
On the specific case. But certainly in the hospitality industry, that's where a lot of this anecdotal, where these types of issues have been kind of up in the media. And in certainly being paid cash in hand, I mean, and full disclosure, at KHQ Lawyers, we tend to represent employers. It's never something that we recommend them do, because it's they can get into a lot of trouble, basically, because you always have to be cognizant to the fact that your employees do have a set of minimum entitlements. Most employees will be covered by awards, but certainly in particular industries that you can't contract out of.
Yeah. And I imagine, I mean, look, it's been in the media, so I think I can say the name of the cafe.
Sure.
Yep, so Barry Cafe in Northcote, so allegedly has been underpaying its workers.
Been there.
But the casualised workforce, yeah? So people, maybe they're students, maybe they have a career in hospitality, but it's not a large wage, or it's not a, they don't have a strong bargaining position, I guess is my point. So it can be a little bit unsettling for people in those sort of industries. How do they speak up?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a really, really good question, because I think there's a lot of, there's a perception that the employment relationship, and it is a relationship, so it is meant to be about trust, in my opinion. But there's certainly a perception of power imbalance between an employer and an employee. My first recommendation would be for the employee to become informed as to what their terms and conditions of employment are. So find your award, have a read through it. I don't think it's a particularly long document. They're generally under or close to 100 pages, but then I'm a lawyer, so what would I know? And what that'll, particularly on that issue of casualisation, what that'll also determine is what your penalty rate is, or your loading is for being a casual employee, which is really important, but also in terms of what your minimum engagement will be, which is the minimum amount that you have to be put on, basically work a particular shift.
I've always wondered about, you know, when you go to like a cafe or somewhere on Sunday and it says, oh, you get the surcharge, or public holiday surcharge.
Yeah,
I've always wondered, does that money actually go into the pockets of the workers?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. So I've got a lot of foreign friends. I'm pretty out there.
you hang out, and the
backpackers. It's hard. They have visas. They're legally allowed to work.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to find jobs and things. So they end up getting sort of taken advantage of. They're like, look, you know, we'll pay you cash and whatever, and they just keep getting into that not good situation. That's a sentence.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But I think that's more often than not, especially along the street, allegedly. They do not get paid much at all.
So how would you find out if you were being underpaid?
So first port of call would be go onto the Fair Work Ombudsman website. You can also call them up. And what you do there is you basically put in information in terms of what industry you work in and what type of role you have. So, for example, if you're a waitress in a cafe, likely that you'll be covered by a particular, or for example, the Restaurant Industry Award. But again, you always have to look at your individual circumstances to see which award would apply, because it also depends in terms of, well, is your cafe, is that associated with a hotel, or, you know, is it associated with a licensed premises?
It
goes into that specific level of detail. So the first port of call would be go on the Fair Work Ombudsman website. You can put in certain information there to see which award would apply to you or cover you, and then have a look through that award, because that'll basically inform you of what your rights are.
We're chatting with Veronica from KHQ Lawyers for a little segment we like to call Joy Law. This is where we explore issues of a legal nature of interest to the LGBT community and its allies. And as a almost middle-aged gay white male, I like to eat out at cafes.
Yeah, especially in Northcote.
Because I live around that area, and I like to know that my wait staff are being paid appropriately.
The food tastes better.
On the north side? Always.
No, when people are getting paid.
Oh, it tastes so much better than they're getting
less
paid properly.
Spit.
But if they were to find out that they weren't being paid properly, what would be their remediation there, Veronica?
Yeah, there's a number of options available. So the first one is you can make a complaint to the Fair Work Ombudsman. They do have investigators that can attend the workplace to investigate those complaints, and they also have a conciliation service, which they can try and facilitate a conversation between the employer and the employer to rectify any alleged underpayments. There is an option under everyone's applicable modern award to enter into what's called a dispute with your employer, and that basically sets out the mechanism for being able to try and address an alleged underpayment under the award, and that can allow you to go to the Fair Work Commission. You can also make a small claims, what's called a small claims, in the Federal Circuit Court or your State Magistrates Court if your claim, say, for example, under a certain amount, and then you can also try and get the Fair Work Ombudsman to prosecute your employer, but they tend to be quite selective in terms of which cases they run.
So I'm imagining that the outcome you want is to get the money you owed.
Yep.
And then prosecution's kind of a secondary thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So in certain claims, so for example, certain paths for the dispute resolution procedure at the Commission, it's more about trying to come to a resolution in terms of resolving the dispute and basically making sure that you're paid appropriately. But there are options to essentially prosecute your employer, and penalties can apply if you go along that that particular path.
So if any of our listeners are concerned they may be getting underpaid, what's your advice?
My first port of call would be to contact the Fair Work Ombudsman, let them know, or in the alternative you can seek individual advice from, say, for example, community legal centres like JobWatch, or you can also contact the Law Institute of Victoria. They have a referral service to basically get you in touch with a lawyer.
Fantastic. Great. Thank you so much for your time, Veronica.
Thanks for having us.
I look forward to speaking to the team from KHQ Lawyers again this time next week.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.